88.9 Shine FM. It's Wednesday morning. Time to check in once again with Kimberly Eckert. Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Daryl.
So, Kimberly, for the last couple of months, we've been talking about the top 10 insights from the Science of a Meaningful Life. But we're taking a bit of a turn here because of current events going on in the world.
That's right. So for today, we're just going to take a pause from that, and I'm going to talk about psychological coping during COVID-19. So first of all, I just want to emphasize with people that we want to stay informed but not overloaded. So with major news events, media can inundate us with coverage and potential implications, and this can create a lot of additional stress. Instead, it's really important that we manage our stress by limiting our media consumption. So do enough to stay informed, but make sure that you are not spending all day, every day, listening and reading about COVID-19. Second, stay healthy. A healthy lifestyle is your best defense against disease, and it supports good mental health. Third, avoid getting into discussions about COVID if you think they have the potential to escalate to conflict. So be very cognizant of the frequency with which you're discussing the news, especially as I think of families and at home, just making sure that there's space and time to answer your kids' questions and for you and your partner to be able to sit down and talk about its implications, but that it's not the theme all day long. Take a break from discussing COVID. Next, make sure that you remember that life will go on. So people have always survived difficult life circumstances. There is no reason why this situation cannot be similar. We want to really try to capture and recognize catastrophic thoughts and replace them with a more balanced perspective. We want to build resilience so we can learn to adapt well to stress, and we can build resilience tools to handle life's adversities. We want to stay connected. So you and I off air, Daryl, we're talking about, you know, in 10 years when our kids say, do you remember when we were all quarantined and we played, you know, Monopoly every day and I was the Monopoly ruler, right? Those are the kinds of memories that we want our kids to cultivate from this experience. Relish this time where you have your children with you. Keep things in perspective is the next piece. So remember that our government needs to prepare for the worst case scenario in order to protect us. However, we are better off making a plan for possible problems that could develop because of COVID-19. So, for example, it is good to talk about if a loved one is diagnosed, what will your contingency plan be? But then set it aside and live your life today.
And what was it your mother reminded you of this morning?
For this, I have Jesus.
Amen.
Amen is right. And we're here, of course, at Eckert Center. We're still open for business. At this point, the government has indicated that as long as we are following the social distancing rules and the hygiene rules, that clients still can come to Eckert Center. However, many of our clients are choosing to now move to online video counseling, which we have set up, and it's ready to go, and we can support family members, whether that's mom and dad, teens, or children. We can do it. We are actively already engaged in that with our clients. And then also, remember, and we don't talk about this as much, but that Eckert Center provides academic coaching. So we have a team of coaches that can support your children over video conferencing to get through their schoolwork as it is passed on to them after the spring break.
And how can they get a hold of you at the Eckert Center, Kimberly?
They can go to eckertcenter.com and click the Contact Us button, or they can call us at 403-230-2959.
And for a free consultation, what caller are we going for today?
Let's go with caller number 4.
Caller number 4 right now, 403-276-8888. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you, Daryl.